Welcome to Business English Pod, a great way to improve your English skills on the go.
$220 million typing error. One of Japan's top financial companies is trying hard to limit very large losses caused by a mistake by one of its brokers. Mizuho Securities, the brokerage arm of Japan's second largest bank, says it will lose at least $220 million because of a typing error. The advent of computerized share trading has opened up traditionally exclusive stock markets, making them more accessible to ordinary investors, and making the process of buying and selling shares much faster for professional brokers. Now, Mizuho Securities in Japan has found out that there's a downside to all this. Under instruction from one of its clients to sell a single share in a Japanese company at the market price of 610,000 yen, or around $5,000, one of its brokers made what may be the most expensive typing error in history. Instead, the order went out to sell 610,000 shares, more than 40 times the total number of shares in the company, at a price of just 1 yen each. Mizuho spotted their mistake in less than 2 minutes, but it was too late. The sale had already been authorized, and sharp-eyed online investors began snapping up the shares at bargain prices. Mizuho, which failed to tell anyone about the mistake for several hours, is now trying to buy back all the shares at something close to the price it sold them for, but it admits it will lose at least $220 million. The Japanese government has demanded an inquiry into how the stock exchange's computer system failed to spot such an obviously nonsensical trade. Mizuho has canceled its annual office party, and there will presumably be fewer Christmas bonuses this year as well.
Well, that was a really interesting article about the $220 million typing error.
Certainly was.
How about some of these phrases? Can I ask, what did you think about this term brokerage arm?
Well, a brokerage is a company that buys and sells securities, for example, shares or bonds. This was an article about the brokerage arm of Mizuho, which is a big Japanese bank. When we talk about the arm of a bank, we mean a separate division or a separate section of the bank that deals in shares. So an arm is like a specific segment of a company.
A bit like the human arm is a part of the body.
Exactly.
And so then it talked about the advent of computerized share trading. What about this word advent?
Advent means the beginning of something, so the start of something. So in this case, they're talking about the start of computer trading. You could use this word to describe the start of a significant event. So perhaps people's lives have been transformed by the advent of the internet.
Like the beginning or the time that the internet started?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Or you could say the fall of the Soviet Union marked the advent of a new era in world politics.
Okay, so that's a new phrase. Perhaps there's other phrases as well, like the downside. I think that's another common phrase.
I think so too. Downside means the negative aspect or the negative part of a situation, maybe a situation that's mostly positive. So here, for example, we talked about the advantages and the benefits that came from trading shares over the internet. But there is a downside as well. Which is that you can lose a lot of money very quickly with one mistake.
So that's the disadvantage.
The disadvantage, exactly. Mm.
Yeah.
And there's also, I mean, the opposite there too, I think is worth mentioning, of downside is upside.
Right.
Ah. So it's another phrase.
So what would be the upside, the positive? Or?
The upside of trading shares by computer is the efficiency. Yeah.
You're talking about the advantages or...
Yeah, so upside is the advantages and the downside of something is the disadvantage. So, for example, you could say the downside of living in the city center is that it's expensive.
The upside might be it's more convenient or that there are more things going on in the city center. So you have to strike the right balance between the advantages and the disadvantages of that location.
Okay, well, I liked this word spotted. Mizuho spotted their mistake in less than 2 minutes. What do you think the meaning of this word spotted is?
Well, to spot something means to see something, to see a thing or a person. You could say, for example, I've just spotted Malcolm over there. But usually I think to spot something means to see something that's wrong or to see a mistake.
Mm. We often use it actually together with mistake. So we often say spot the mistake.
Or spot the difference is another common
phrase. Yes.
And it can mean to see something that maybe is not so easy to see, something that's not very obvious.
Okay, so if you spot something, you could also say you're very sharp eyed.
In the article too.
We said that the investors were sharp-eyed and they began buying these very cheap shares before Mizuho saw the mistake. This phrase is really based on the word sharp, which I would say means, in this context, intelligent or able to figure things out or spot things quickly. So somebody who is sharp-eyed is somebody who can spot a mistake or spot a difference more quickly than most.
Yes, I think it's not necessarily describing their eyesight. It's more a case of describing their, as you said, their ability to see an error. You could, for example, say the sharp-eyed secretary noticed the mistake just in time.
Well, in this case, it was sharp-eyed investors, and they began snapping up shares. So they were alert to the mistake, or perhaps the cheap shares.
Yes, exactly.
And what did they do? They started snapping up shares. This is a very nice verb to use. It's a phrasal verb, to snap up something.
I like this verb.
Usually it means to buy something or to take something very quickly, maybe because it's at a very good price or it's something that is very hard to find for sale.
Some people say it's a snap, meaning it's very easy or it's quick.
Uh-huh. I think the two words are related.
A snap, we talk about snapping your fingers, so that's a quick sound.
We can also talk about a snap decision, which is a decision that you make very quickly. So to snap something up means to buy something as quickly as you can, because it may not be around that much longer.
So these shares were such a bargain, perhaps, that they needed to be snapped up quickly.
Right.
Okay. And this word bargain, perhaps, what does that mean to you?
Well, a bargain price is a price that you might get by bargaining or negotiating, a very good price or a low price that's attractive to somebody buying, for example, buying shares.
But in this case, there was no negotiation.
Right.
What did they mean by bargain price then?
Well, even though there was no negotiation, it was a very low price, a very appealing price.
Quite cheap.
So the kind of price that maybe you would want to bargain for, but here they actually didn't have to.
Okay, so I've heard plenty of people say, I got this item for a bargain price, meaning they're very happy with the price they paid.
Right, it means a cheap price.
Okay.
The final word there that stands out to me is right there at the end. It says nonsensical trade. What do we mean when we say something is nonsensical?
Well, it comes from the word nonsense, which means something that doesn't make sense or that doesn't have any meaning. So usually when we use the word nonsensical, it means foolish or ridiculous. We talked about a nonsensical price, a price that was so low that the stock exchange should have been able to tell that it was a mistake.
Okay.
It couldn't possibly be a real price. It was too ridiculous.
So they should have said, wait, this makes no sense.
Exactly. It's nonsense.
Right. So overall, this article, it really did sound like it was an unfortunate incident for Mizuho Securities.
It was unfortunate for the brokerage, but not so unfortunate for the people who bought the cheap shares. They got a good bargain.
That's all today for our Business English Podcast. Thank you for listening to Business English Pod. We'll be back next week with a new podcast.